So what's all that about? Four horns, four craftsmen.
Well, to be honest with you, it's a little confusing. Unless you think about the Bible images. Again, it's a dream. Young man, come up here. Come up here and show us. You see, to be honest with you, we're not sure what the four horns are. Whether they are horns declaring a victory, which it would fit. Because these are the horns of the people who would have basically, like the Babylonians, come and taken away God's people. But they also could be this kind of a horn. Not a unicorn horn, but a rhino horn. You know that rhinos have horns, don't they? They have rhinos have horns on their heads. And what's that a sign of? It's a sign of strength. It's a sign that don't mess with me. And so, well, sit down, well done. And so we think, we're not too sure exactly what the horns are, but the horns are definitely in the Bible, used as a sign of strength. They're certainly used as the nations that came and invaded God's people. But then there were four craftsmen. I don't know whether they were hammers or whatever. Again, the picture is this. But they were raised up and they scared away that which originally had come in, showing strength. It's a helpful reminder to a people who had just lost their land, to a people who had just been kicked out. Daniel and his friends had been taken away. So for a people, God's people, who were feeling fragile, what a reminder that God says, you see those nations, Babylon, Assyria, Persia, you see how strong they are? It's like a rhino. You don't want to mess with them. But he says, you know what, I'm going to raise up craftsmen. And they're going to defeat the original nation. And they're going to go. And another nation will come. It's like, again, the dreams that God gave. Reminding people that nations come and go. Empires come and go. But the word of the Lord will last forever. Look out for Jesus. He is the one whose kingdom will come and never fail. And so, at an encouraging time, God's people were told, remember, I am still in charge. Well, that's got to do with us in Warbleton today in East Sussex. Well, do you know what? At a time when we look at our elections and we see political parties fighting over power and we see parties come and parties go, as we see the nations warring, we see migrants and we see all the devastation that's happening. In parts of the world, even the conflict in Israel itself. We need to remind ourselves that God is able to raise up and remove. God is the one who is sovereign. So we should look to the one who will bring the kingdom that will never fail. Look to Jesus. And in all difficult times, whoever gets elected, whatever happens, may we be a people to stand firm on God. Being his people, honouring God in how we act, whoever gets elected, honouring God in whatever circumstances we find ourselves. That's part of the power of this. Daniel honoured God. He worked for the enemy, as it were, time and time again. Even Esther, time and time again. Haman, time and time again. People of God worked for nations that had abducted them, that had defeated them, that had beat them, and they honoured God. Are working hard for them. Joseph, another. May we honour God by how we work for whoever runs this country. May we pray for them and commit ourselves to supporting them once in. But also, may we honour God by pointing to Jesus in these circumstances. Well, I look forward to hearing about how the rest of the other visions go in Zechariah. Not an easy book to cover, especially in an all-age service. Thank you for that one. But let's pray and ask for God's help that we would honour him, whoever runs our nation, whoever comes in we don't know. May we honour him in all circumstances. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the picture of the horns and of the craftsmen. Help us in times of political instability, in times of, well, war and conflict. May we know that you are sovereign and you do not allow anything to happen without your say. help us to be the people that you call us to be, repentant and those that are pointing to Jesus. Help us to do that this day and every day, in Warburton and wherever we work. We ask for your help in doing this. In Jesus' name, amen.